Well, we're back, and in this segment, we're going to revisit our Rediscovering America series, and travel journalist Kay Harwell Fernandez is with us again this week, and she's going to take us on a mental journey to Central Florida's Polk County. Welcome, Kay.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. A lovely article, and it's especially interesting because I live in Sarasota, and sometimes, you know, we don't get to revisit some of these places, and we really need to do it. And it was kind of exciting to go through your article, and you as you start off, you're talking about Central Florida's Polk County, elegant, classic, and timeless. Terrific.
Thank you. The area definitely takes you back to yesteryear. Lakeland is the largest town in Polk County, and it reminds me of old Florida. It has a very nice small-town feel. There are no high-rises, and there's no wall-to-wall traffic. So it definitely harkens back to yesteryear.
And you mentioned that the largest town in Polk County is Lakeland, and it's only 30 to 45 minutes from Orlando, in fact.
Yes, and if people are visiting the Orlando area, the theme parks, it's just a very quick hop over to Lakeland and the other communities in Polk County.
And you say in your article it reminds you of old Florida.
Absolutely, it does. I've been in Florida many decades, and sometimes the high-rises have taken over, so it's always nice to see something to the contrary.
Exactly. Now, you say Lake Mira anchors the downtown area of Lakeland. Take us through that, because that's a lovely area.
It is indeed. Lakeland, of course, has just many, many lakes. In fact, in Polk County, there are over 500 lakes. Lake Mira is a lovely lake that anchors downtown. It has an Italian feel to it, and there's a grand staircase that connects Lake Mira Park to Hollis Gardens. And the these gardens have a neoclassic design, very similar to gardens that you would see in Florence, Italy, and you definitely see that Italian influence throughout. And it contains some 10,000 flowers and ornamental shrubs. It's just a lovely garden. Of course, they have replantings throughout the year. And what is remarkable is that the horticulturists have made sure that all the shrubs and plants are indigenous to Florida, or pretty much native to Florida. And it's a remarkable history that in horticultural itself in Florida.
And you say that Lakeland remains a walkable city.
It's very walkable. There's shops, antique shops, historic buildings. City Hall was built in the 1920s. It's a lovely building to walk by. Also in the downtown area is historic Polk Theater that was dedicated back in 1928. And it served as a movie palace and a vaudeville theater
right.
Way back when.
And it was recreated by an Italian architect, was it? Or
yes, an Italian architect. And again, there's a very strong Italian influence here. He designed it to look like a Mediterranean village inside the theater,
right.
Which in itself is quite a feat. And you have Italian walls with sconces and faux balconies and faux windows. And for people sitting in the audience, you know, he has it designed where your eye just goes to the stage.
And so they, as you say in your article, they restored all this. Even an old 1927 pipe organ was rescued.
Yes, and you know how they used to play the pipe organs back in the vaudeville days and
sure
even
do.
During the early days of movies. And so the pipe organ's there. And the Polk today is a viable performing arts center, and it's worth a visit just to see the design work inside.
And then you have the Polk Museum of Art, as you mentioned.
Yes, and it was another surprise. It has some wonderful permanent collections of pre-Columbian artifacts and 7 galleries and an outdoor sculpture garden. You'll see a large American and European collection of 20th century and contemporary art, Japanese prints, ceramics, African American art. It runs the gamut. Plus, they do have rotating exhibits throughout the year.
And this, as you say, it marks the 7th annual Florida Outdoor Sculpture Competition, which I was not aware of, and I think that should be very interesting. That's spread out between, what, Lakeland and Winter Haven?
Yes, indeed. And it's a joint project of the Polk Museum of Art and those cities of Lakeland and Winter Haven. Last year they had a kaleidoscope of butterflies throughout the towns that were just outstanding. And just recently, 20 new sculptures came on display. And they'll be on display through February of next year when a new competition begins. And these are just very creative and innovative designs.
Now, let's talk about the legacy of Frank Lloyd Wright. Because I wonder how many people are really aware of his influence on that area. And
he had a tremendous influence. Lakeland's Florida Southern College is a liberal arts college, and Frank Lloyd Wright designed 18 of the buildings, but 12 of those were built. And the first three structures were constructed with student labor, of all things.
How about that?
The chapel is the tallest, and the others are low because they want to allow a view of Lake Hollingsworth, another beautiful lake that's in Lakeland. The covered walkways are called esplanades, and they connect all but one of Frank Lloyd Wright's buildings. And he was just a master in controlling space and light, and they're just lovely structures. And the entire architecture collection received a National Register of Historic Places designation in the mid-1970s.
And then from there, you went on over to the Florida Air Museum, did you not?
Yes, it's just outside of Lakeland. It's very convenient and accessible. And the Florida Air and Museum is at Sun and Fun, which I found out is Florida's official aviation museum.
Yeah, I thought that was quite interesting.
I think most people don't realize that, including me.
And me.
but it was established more than 20 years ago, so I'm delighted that I can get this out to the readers and to the listeners here that the museum does exist. There are 35 aircraft. There are thousands of historic artifacts that pay homage to 100 years of flight. And one of the most interesting collections is that of Howard Hughes. And they just have hundreds and hundreds of items, including models of his famous spruce goose, his personal flight suits, medals, just all sorts of memorabilia that's never been seen before.
Interesting. I need to get over and see that.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just going to follow your whole article and get in the car after the show and head on over.
You'd have a good time, I know.
Right. Now, you say you're not a flying ace, but you did get over to Fantasy of Flight.
Right. I think people who are, you know, not even aviation buffs will still enjoy both the Florida Air Museum and then Fantasy of Flight. Fantasy and Flight, Flight is in Polk City, which is basically about 20 minutes outside of Disney World, so it's very close. And this is actually an aviation attraction, and it has 40 rare and vintage airplanes that have actually been restored to flyable condition.
And, of course, it's easy to spot because driving along I-4, they have that DC-3 on its nose right along.
Right.
The first time I went by there, I looked at that and I thought, good Lord, look at that. Planes crashed here.
It makes you do a double take.
It sure does. I'm amazed, actually, that they allow it because I wonder how many, you know, kind of fender benders they have in that area when you drive by. You can't help but do a double take.
That's right.
But as you mentioned in the article, it was started by Kerman Weeks, who is quite well known in the industry and mm-hmm. is an aerobatics competitor and aircraft designer. But you say you can actually take a ride in a biplane. Is that correct?
Yes, you can. I did not. I'm not a great flyer, but you can go in a 1942 Boeing Stearman PT-17 or a 1929 New Standard D-25. And
of course, everybody knows what that is, right?
These are just it's remarkable that these are in flyable condition, and it's just a lot of fun. People really enjoy it.
And then for those that, as you say, prefer a little less zoom, they can take a hot air balloon ride, is that
right? Right. They do offer hot air balloon rides, and you can just look down over Central Florida for a couple hours.
And then you go to probably one of the most well-known landmarks in this area, and of course, that's Cypress Gardens.
Yes. Cypress Gardens is actually the oldest theme attraction in Florida. It was... It opened back in 1936 by Dick Pope, and I'm sure a lot of folks are familiar with Cypress Gardens. It has beautiful botanic gardens and grounds. They have the world-renowned water ski shows and leisurely boat rides through the Cypress and those famous Southern Belles.
Well, you know, I think it's probably Cypress Gardens that made water skiing popular. I mean, I can remember as a kid, just that's all I the first time I ever saw anybody water ski. Well, of course, I grew up in New York City, so we didn't do too much there. But and that's all I can remember is these lovely gals on the water skis, and that, of course that's never left my memory. And it did. It went back as far as 1936, you say.
Cypress Gardens did,
yeah.
And it's also considered the birthplace of performance water skiing.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Back in 1943, Julie Pope, wife of founder Dick Pope, organized a water ski show for the visiting servicemen, you know, during World War II.
Right.
And she used her son and daughter and their friends as performers, and that's how the water ski shows started there at Cypress Gardens.
That's really interesting. And, you know, you mentioned in the article that after 9/11, the attendance was low. But I believe that when the new owners had taken it over, it also got hit by that big hurricane, which kind of destroyed everything they had started there.
Yes, unfortunately,
yeah,
that is
anew.
The case.
And,
but the park closed briefly and then opened up a couple of years later in 2005.
Yeah.
And they now have additional attractions and rides for children.
All right. I need to get over there. I've been meaning to do that, to see what it looks like and maybe do some interviews live from there, because it is a great historic site, and Florida is just well known. They probably promoted Florida better than any other attraction before Disney.
Absolutely, they did. And people, you know, just, they did enjoy the park very much so, and you can still enjoy it. It still has those Southern Belles and the water ski shows and the beautiful topiaries that the horticulturists right. spend hours.
And we know about those Southern Belles. They're so lovely.
Yes.
Now, you went on. Let's go over to Lake Wales, where you headed next, I believe.
Lake Wales, also, of course, in Polk County, is a charming small town. Their two streets are the historic district. It's very nice to stroll down the streets and to shop and browse and stop for a bite to eat. It's just a very pleasant area. And on the outskirts of Lake Wales, the Lake Wales Art Center is definitely worth a stop. The building itself dates from 1927, and it's an architectural treasure just in itself. It is similar to the Mission style that people might be familiar with,
right.
that you'd see in New Mexico or Texas.
Yes.
And it was originally a Catholic church.
And, again, it's home to the best, probably the best known historic site, and which is the Bach Sanctuary. Everybody seems to know pretty much when you mention Lake Wales, that seems to come in mind. So
absolutely,
tell us about that, because the history behind that is quite amazing.
Actually, when I was a kid, it was always called the Singing Tower.
That's exactly right.
Tower.
That's how I knew it, right?
But they have segued into Historic Bach Sanctuary as their official name. And, of course, it's on the National Register of Historic Places as well. Pulitzer Prize-winning author and philanthropist Edward Bach created a bird sanctuary and gardens, and he donated these to the American people. And it was dedicated in 1929.
And by President Calvin Coolidge, which
right.
is really amazing.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful spot. It has one of the world's greatest carillons. It has, the tower is 205 feet. It's Gothic and Art Deco, made out of marble and coquina stone. And then the 60 Bell Carillon plays concerts twice daily and during special events.
And you mentioned that Polk County was named for James Polk, the 11th president of the U.S.
Yes.
I wonder how many people know that.
It's a surprise as well.
Yeah, talk about trivia. My goodness. Now, for those that are going there, would like to revisit or for the first time visit Polk County, there are a couple of things you can do. One, you can go to our site at ttrn.com and bring up Kay's article. And there are also a couple of links there. And one is, I've always thought that the Visitors and Convention Bureau, the Sensational, was always a kind of a nice name. Sensational.org, I believe, is the website. As you
Yes, it is.
So it'd be.
And it's a very good site to visit for more information and for vacation packages also if people are interested.
Kate, a super article. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. And we always look forward to chatting with you. And I'll say bye for now.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, Kay Fernandez and...